Hey, Luke, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, brother. I don't know if Maddie's your real name or not. We won't ask. And I won't ask where you're from because the story you have to tell us is amazing. And
yeah.
I want to preserve your identity. But look, thank you for calling through.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Maddie, tell us your amazing story.
All right, mate. So back in 2006, I was charged with manslaughter. Let's just say I was defending a family member that it went too far. I ended up spending 10 years, 4 months incarcerated. And touching on the rehabilitation thing, I think it's a personal choice, really. There's no real help inside, you know what I mean?
There's no help for as far as rehabilitation is concerned in our jail system?
Well,
because that's what I thought it was all about. I always thought that jail was there for three main reasons. One, a deterrent to committing a crime in the first place. Two, a punishment for committing a crime. You have your liberty taken away. You're incarcerated. But three, I always thought the third part was rehabilitation.
They might think that. In the people's eyes, you might think that. But you got to understand, Luke, it's a different world in there, mate. You know what I mean? Like,
tell me about it. Talk to me.
It needs to be a personal choice. You got peer pressure in there. I've seen a lot, mate. You got people that fall victim to the system. You know what I mean? I've seen people come in on 3 month laggings and they don't leave until they're in their 30s, 40s. You know what I mean? So there's some things in jail that you have to do to protect yourself, to make sure that you're out there seeing another day. You know, it's probably not like that these days, but you know, I only come out 2017, and it was still hectic. So there's a lot of things that go in, and there is rehabilitation, like courses and stuff like that, anger management. But mainly, people just go down there to the rec room or to your courses and that to pass notes, sell drugs. You know what I mean? No one's really in it. It has to be a personal choice. I found with myself a lot of family support, a change of friends. So I had to get myself away from the people that influenced that life.
Sure.
If I made the personal decision to get away. So, but it's a personal choice. You can't help anyone that doesn't want to help themselves. You know what I mean?
That's
I'm
true.
Married now. I've got kids. I work a full-time job, and I'm on the right track. I haven't even thought about crime once for years. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. I mean, this is what deeply concerns me, Maddie. And this is a fact, that more than 60% of Australia's prison population has been previously incarcerated. Over a third of convicted prisoners in 2021, 2022, received a prison sentence of less than 6 months.
Mm.
And yet 60% of the prison population is there because they've reoffended.
Yeah.
And within 18 months to 2 years of them being released.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that because you become institutionalized and life in jail is easier or better? Or is it because of what you said, people don't separate themselves and remove themselves from the situation they are in before they went to jail? It's just too hard. Your network is there of all your friends. You're pressured. The pressure is just to get back into your old ways, and they just don't have the support to be able to walk away, move away and start again.
I mean, most of them come from broken homes with no money, and most crime starts out either from a drug habit, trying to support that drug habit, or not having the capabilities to get work, so they rob and steal or end up in the wrong crowd like that. But most of them call it graduation. When you go to jail, you become a better crim because you learn better ways to do it. You meet better people. You get bigger connects. Then they get out of jail and they think, oh, yeah, I can do this. I know this person. We can do that. I got taught this. And then they end up getting stuck again. And it's just a big loop. Most of them get stuck in the system and they never get out. There's only a few people that I've met throughout my whole time in jail that have never come back. And that's not even on one hand. It's probably four people. There's a lot of sad cases too where people come in doing a short lag and, you know, they've passed away in jail or something's happened where they had to defend themselves and they get an extra 10 years. I definitely think it's a personal choice.
Yeah. But it's a very hard personal choice. Tell me, if you go into jail and amongst other things you have a drug habit, I have been told by other prisoners that there's more drugs in jail than there are outside, that it's easier to get hold of drugs, contraband, than it is when you're on the outside. Is that true?
Yes and no. It depends what your drug of choice is. You know, a lot of medicated drugs, prescripted drugs, Subutex, methadone, stuff like that. You're not really gonna find any sort of harder drugs like ice, or you might get a little bit of heroin here and there, but other than that, it's mostly prescripted drugs, or like, you know, they're not really big on fentanyl in jail because they know what it does to you, so they just stay to Subutex, your methadone. They abuse that program. You know what I mean? If that program exists in that jail.
Tell me this. When they banned smoking in jail, tobacco products, when they made that decision, I thought, uh-oh, this is going to make life in prison really difficult for the inmates that are addicted to nicotine and cigarettes. It's also going to make life very difficult for the prison officers who are now going to have an extra problem to cope with, because instead of prisoners being agitated anyway because their freedom's been taken away, they're also going to be going withdrawals from cigarettes and be extra agitated. How did you find the prison population adapt and cope when they banned cigarettes?
That was really hard, actually. So I was in Woodford at the time when they did that, Woodford Correctional Centre. And there was riots. There was riots over the non-smoking. So the best thing that they could do for us was give us patches. And even that didn't last for long.
And cigarettes were currency in jail. I think still are.
Well, they're not now because we don't have them. But if you're lucky enough to get smokes in the jail somewhere, you can use it as a currency. But most people will try and stand over you for them, or, you know, use a pair. Like, it depends who you are in prison, really. If you've got a name, if you've got respect with the boys and this and that, you know, you share it around with the boys. But other than that, you know, if you're a nobody and you know no one, people will just try and take shit off you.
Let's talk about getting on in the real world when you are finally released from jail. Let me ask you this. You're in for manslaughter, which is a very serious offence.
Yeah.
How long should a criminal record stay with you if your criminal record is hampering you getting a job, employment, and getting on with your life out in the real world? And what crimes do you think should stick with a prisoner, and what crimes should be wiped clean?
I think you got your different scale of crimes, like your lower, like your breaking enters, some lower case robberies and stuff like that, theft and that. I think they should be wiped after a certain amount of years if that person's trying to better themselves and change their life and turn it around, this and that. Manslaughter, man, it's hard to answer that because I felt at the time that I did it for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't intentionally mean to do what I did, but it is what it is. Pedophiles and stuff.
Do you feel remorseful?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, who am I to take someone else's life? You know what I mean? There should be nobody that is capable of that power. You know what I mean? And it haunts me for life. So it's been hard ever since I got out. I've got PTSD, anxiety. I've got paranoia, this and that. Like, I work hard every day to fix myself and better myself. And honestly, I'll never be the same person that I was before I went into jail. I'm a totally different person now. I look at the world a totally different way. But it is what it is. Like, yeah, man, it's a struggle, you know. But, you know, I've, since being out, I've been married. I've got kids, like, and they're my main goal now. They're my main drive every day to get up and just try and be a better person than what I was yesterday.
Wow, well done. Well, you have been fascinating, Matty, and I thank you so much for calling and being so honest.
Thanks, Luke, mate. Yeah, it's been good talking to you.
Do you feel as though you've become part of society now, or do you think you'll always look at yourself as an ex-con?
I'm on the fence, bro. I think half and half. I really do feel like I'm a part of the community now, but I also know where I've come from and what I've done will never leave me, you know?
So it never leave you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what you did and the time that you spent, how long, 10 years, how long were you in jail?
10 years, 4
10
months.
10 years, 4 months.
Yeah.
You never get that back.
No, you won't. No.
And I hate to think of the horrible, dreadful things that you witnessed and saw in jail.
Mate, I've got some yarns for you, holy. Yeah.
Maybe you and I can talk again one day.
Yeah, 100%. I'd like that.
Because if you can help anyone listening that's on the wrong path,
yeah,
or, you know, someone listening who's got family who are going down the wrong path, maybe you can help by talking to me on the radio.
You just need to believe in yourself. You know, your family love you no matter what. The people around you, if they're trying to influence you into bad things, into crime, this and that. But I used to have people go, oh, Matty, that's gangster, you know, like, you did 10 years in jail. Well, hold up, mate. You do 10 years in a box and tell me how gangster that is. It's not, you know what's gangster? Going to work and providing for your family to make sure that they've got a beautiful, safe life to live. You know what I mean? And look after the people that are there for you and have your back every single day. If you're hanging around the wrong crowd, ditch that crowd, get a new crowd. A crowd that actually appreciates you for you and wants the best for you. That's really all I can say, man. Like, if people don't want to change, they haven't reached that part in their life where they go, hold up, I need to grow up. I need to fix this. That's what I did, man. I just woke up one day and I went, it's not worth it. It's already taken 10 years of my life. When am I going to wake up, man? I'm not going to waste another 10 years of my life.
Matty, thank you so much for your time. Please, I'll put you back to Thomas because I'd love to stay in touch with you and talk some more on another day. Would that be all right?
Yeah, no worries. Anytime.
And thank you for listening.
All right, bro.
Stay there.
Cheers.
Wow. Hey, the people you meet here on the Night Shift.